This episode contains alcohol, drugs, personal injury, and biohazardous waste. And as usual, we cuss a lot. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Friday, August the 17th, 2018.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida man plays bumper cars with the real thing.
Just because it's called a crack pipe doesn't mean that's where you keep it.
Oh, what a feeling when I'm dancing on the ceiling.
The hell is that one about?
You'll see.
I read the show notes before we actually get to this. And 7-Eleven has to deal with some really shitty customers.
Plus, Florida man versus tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
So we got a little some exciting stuff coming up in we're a week away, right?
No, we're 2 days away. This episode releases.
Oh, yeah. That's right. 2 days.
This is Friday.
It feels longer.
Yeah,
it feels longer than 2 days.
Yeah, well, that's because in reality it's more than that.
Oh, well, that's why it feels longer.
Yeah, we record early. Remember?
Yeah, I just open the door and y'all come in and I just talk. So I just go where I'm supposed to, where I'm told to go and do what I'm supposed to. Anyway, we got a live show coming up at Caloosahatchee Jack's this Sunday. We got some special shit planned.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're going to have some special guests, and we've actually got their big video screen. We're going to have some visual elements to the show this time.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't usually do this. I might even read the show notes before we sit down to record.
You've said just that saying, before, and I'll believe it when I see it.
Just may do it this time.
Have you done it for tonight's show?
Tonight?
Right.
This one we're doing right now?
Yeah, the one on your screen right now. Have you read that yet?
No, I didn't do it yet.
Okay, I didn't assume.
It's the element of surprise.
True.
It tests my skills of improvisation. That didn't come out right. It tests my skills of improv.
Okay.
Is that even a word? How do you say it? Improvisation?
Improvisation.
Improvisation. I was using too many of those.
Improvisation.
Yeah. But, yeah.
This Sunday at 5 p.m. in Fort Myers, Florida at Caloosahatchee Jack's.
Right before you get to Pagefield on the going north.
So yeah, we'll have some merch for sale, and we'll have a meet and greet afterwards. And
are we gonna sign shit? Do I get to autograph something?
Yeah, bring your Sharpie.
Holy shit, this is real.
We might get groupies. You might be able to sign their.
Oh, I read about shit like that. I've been trying it on when I play guitar out. I mean, and so far no groupies, just my girlfriend, which that's a. That's the only groupie I need.
Well, that's the problem is your girlfriend's there and she scares everybody else off.
Is that what, I'm getting cock blocked by my girlfriend?
That's what their purpose is.
She does a very good job of it. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. So, Sunday, 5 p.m., August 19th at Caloosahatchee Jack's in Fort Myers.
I sound good tonight. I just want y'all, I sound good. I look good tonight. Don't I look good? I look good. If this is a video, but y'all would know I look good tonight. I feel good.
I've seen you looking bad. You don't look bad tonight.
All right, thank you. I'm going to take it as a compliment.
You should.
I do.
That's as close as I'm going to get.
My God, it sounds good.
All right, well, why don't you read story number one, and that way you can listen to yourself talk.
Does this one have any long words in it? Because you know I struggle with those.
I put a pronunciation guide in for you.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, you did. Is that the stuff that's in parentheses?
Yes.
All right, I got Florida. You didn't have to do that one. I can, by that one, I figured out.
Okay.
All right, let's start with story number one. Florida man accused of causing separate hit-and-run crashes minutes apart. This is a good one. A Florida man is accused of driving through a pasture in DeLand after causing two separate crashes minutes apart Thursday night, according to the Volusia County Sheriff's Office. All right, so let's get our geography out here. We got to get a map.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
We got to get a map. We got to hang a map in the studio of all the... I guess we don't really need a U.S. map. We just sort of need a Florida map, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So, I mean, we can narrow down 49 states and just focus on one.
Yes, we can have a nice big 2x3 poster of the state of Florida, maybe 3x4.
Hey, let's think big. Think big.
All right.
How about 4x6?
That's pretty big.
All right, let's scale it down. Maybe not that big. How much these things cost?
I have no idea.
Because we ain't got no money. Oh, wait, now, I won last week, right?
No, I won last week.
Really?
That was your quiz that I got three.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yep.
Damn it. I was wondering why you didn't show up with Tito's tonight.
Yeah, because
we're branching out tonight. Well, we, as in me, y'all are drinking cold beer.
I had an idea.
I'm out of Tito's. I had to go with Icelandic vodka. Ryka. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Okay. Never heard of it.
It's made in Iceland.
Okay.
It's cold in Iceland, I hear.
Yeah. The women are hot, though.
But it's cold.
We're not there.
All right. What am I doing?
Well, you were asking where Volusia County / DeLand is, and that's inland. DeLand is kind of inland from Daytona. Still in Volusia County. Okay. The home of Stetson University.
All right. You know, I wonder when you go to Stetson, do they give out like free cologne whenever you go?
No, you get the hat.
You get the hat?
Yeah. Because that's their...
Did you ever wear Stetson back in the day?
I might still have a bottle in the back of the medicine cabinet.
Some Stetson, maybe a little canoe? Throw that in there?
Never had canoe.
You never had canoe?
No.
I know you got some Polo Green.
No Polo. Gravity in the...
I didn't ever have gravity.
In the blue, like the cobalt.
You didn't have the Polo Green?
No. I wasn't high class like that.
I ain't one to brag, but I will. Thomas Nerdlinger, 44, appeared in court Friday. There's a truck in my driveway right up to my gate. I don't see anybody in it, and there's no lights on. This came from a woman said in the 911 call. Deputies scoured the thick pasture where they said Nerdlinger was staggering and falling down. It took several commands, two knee strikes to the rib cage, and a taser to arrest him, according to authorities. Damn, he got his ass kicked.
Yeah, he wasn't staggering too bad.
Two knee strikes to the rib cage and a taser. Florida Highway Patrol officer said Nerdlinger caused two hit-and-run crashes within 5 minutes along State Road 44 near Lake Winnemisset Drive. At 9:55 p.m. Thursday, troopers said Nerdlinger crossed into oncoming traffic and sideswiped a woman as he got back into the correct lane. We just nudged her a little bit.
Yeah, you know, just trading paint.
If you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing.
Exactly.
Ricky Bobby taught us that.
I'm pretty sure that was Cole Trickle, Days of Thunder.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Hate it when you're right. The second crash happened 5 minutes later on State Road 44 near Kepler Road, where troopers said Nerdlinger swiped a man making a right turn.
Well, you know, it's
dude is like bumper cars.
Yeah,
here.
It's hard to keep your truck in a straight line when you've got significant damage from the hit and run that you're running away from already.
Aerodynamics are off. I mean, I got a tire going down.
And when you're drunk.
Oh, yeah. Nerdlinger is charged with a resisting arrest with violence and is held on $2,500 bond. FHP cited him on suspicion of careless driving.
Well, they didn't see it, so they're just suspecting him of it.
And leaving the scene of an accident with property damage. No one was injured.
No DUI? Well, I guess they didn't find him in...
He wasn't driving.
He wasn't driving.
We learned that last week from 2 weeks ago.
He was walking in the field.
No one was injured. I had a thought and I lost it.
$2,500 bond is not that much.
No, mine was more than that.
I would have...
back in the day.
I would have thought if he sideswiped two different cars, that's more than $2,500 worth of damage. Story number two. Florida woman arrested at Walmart, your favorite place in the world.
Hey, Walmart.
Then hid a crack pipe and drugs in her vagina.
How would you like to do that body cavity search?
I think that's where they found them. A Florida woman arrested for shoplifting from a St. Petersburg Walmart.
I know where that is, by the way.
St. Petersburg or the Walmart specifically in St. Pete?
It's in Russia. I know where St. Petersburg is.
Okay. Was also caught freebasing in the back of a police cruiser and sneaking drugs into county jail, police said.
That's strong right there.
That's
strong. If I was a man, I'd say he had balls.
I was just going to say, you know, they're talking about tucking this into her vagina, so she's obviously been confirmed to have one, but she's got some big fucking balls to smoke crack in the back of a police car. According to an arrest report, Rochelle Marie Toko, age 30, was arrested Sunday after an off-duty officer witnessed her stealing clothes and hiding them in a lunchbox. Police said she would push a cart into walkways to check for employees, then retreat into the aisle to hide more clothes in the lunchbox, shielding her face when she saw employees walk by. Yeah, that's not suspicious.
That's kind of like an ostrich sticking his head in the sand, isn't it?
Yeah, you're just...
Nothing to see here. Keep walking. Keep walking. Nothing to see here.
If you don't see my face, you can't identify me in the lineup. Toco? I don't know. T-O-C-C-O. was stopped while leaving the store and admitted to stealing, police said. You don't ever admit anything. That's the first thing they teach you in lawyer's school is...
Never, ever, ever.
Shut up and lawyer up.
You have the right to remain silent.
And you should use it. While being transported to county jail, police said Toco was observed smoking something in the back of the cruiser. The officer said the back of the car had been empty before arresting Toco. According to an arrest report, Toco was removed from the back of the cruiser and had her hand down her pants. Well, you know, some people
get... So far, I'm not seeing anything unusual about this.
Yeah, so, you know, some people get excited when they're around, you know, especially women get excited around men in uniform. So maybe she just had to take care of business.
Has that ever happened to you?
I don't wear a uniform, so it's few and far between. The officer couldn't find anything in the cruiser or on Toko's person until she got to jail. After arriving at the county jail, police said Toco removed, quote, a crack pipe with cocaine residue, unquote, and 4.5 grams of alprazolam, also known by the brand name Xanax, from her vagina during a search.
Where else she gonna put it? Her lunchbox was full from clothes.
I guess she wasn't wearing pants with pockets in them. You can't keep them in your pockets.
I know.
Or the cop searched them and pulled everything out of the pockets, or she knew the cop was gonna do that, so you know she had to tuck them up.
Does it say how big the pipe was?
It does not. But I did do the math, and 4.5 grams of alprazolam or Xanax. The biggest Xanax pill you can get is a 3 milligram. And a milligram is 1/1,000th of a gram. So I'm pretty sure they're just talking about the size of the pills, not the drug in the pills, which would be about 9 pills. So not a whole lot of...
She had a little baggie.
Yeah, just a little baggie with 9 pills.
They were in a baggie, right? I mean, she just didn't have...
It does not say...
Raw pills stuck up her...
I'm sure she would have been feeling really good if she...
I know. I mean, you would think if you shove 9 Xanaxes up your hoo-ha, I mean, you go have a little bit of excitement here at the end, right?
You're gonna mellow out.
That's true.
Toco was charged with felony petty theft, possession of cocaine, possession of alprazolam, and 2 counts of introducing contraband into a county detention facility. Now, technically... She didn't have a choice about the introducing the contraband into the detention facility because it was on her person and the cops made her go in there. So I would argue those charges to get those 2 dropped.
What else is she going to do? Dig it out and throw it out the window?
I've seen an entertainer that could shoot ping pong balls. So she could have with the pills.
Ping pong balls.
Yeah. Shot it across the stage.
Entertainer.
Yes.
Okay.
At Lookers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She is currently being held in county jail.
I just wonder how big the pipe is. That's a lot. I mean,
Again, we have to get Bad Phil on the line because I'm not the crack
true,
pipe
that's
expert.
True. So when you light the pipe, though, I mean, do you still get that smell of hoo-ha in the air? Or is it just, you don't care, it's just crack. She had crack in her crack.
Yeah, exactly.
How would you like to be a feller that, you know, out for on a date, got a, you know, hot chick, you put her in the car, and you get a little frisky on the way home, and reach inside.
You get to third base, and you burn your finger on the hot crack pipe.
And you got contraband shoved up the hoo-ha.
Oh, somebody was here before me.
No, I've heard of sloppy seconds, but damn.
I was saving that to smoke afterwards.
Yeah, but we shall hereby refer to any reference to vagina at the rest of the story shall be hereby referred to as hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha. All right.
Hoo-ha! No, not Marines. Oh. Hoorah. Oh. We're not insulted Marines. Not hoorah. Hoo-ha.
Oh, I was doing the Al Pacino from... Scent of a Woman.
Story number 3. Florida man shocked while attempting parkour on a power pole. Now, parkour is that thing where you do the flips and the flops and you jump across 15, you know, buildings and you run and tumble and jump and...
Yeah, you, like, jump between two different walls and climb a wall by just jumping back and forth.
Shit we can't do, right?
Yeah. This is a skinny people.
This is a skinny people game.
Yeah. All right.
A man was shocked by more than 7,000 volts of electricity after he scaled a building and attempted to walk on a Florida Power and Light power pole in downtown West Palm Beach. To walk on a FP&L power pole. How do you walk on a pole? Is it not on the ground? Is it vertical?
Well, it's one of those. It's not just a regular standard power pole that's vertical. It's one of those transfer ones where it's like two poles with a crossbar across the top, and it's got multiple wires going across it. I actually went to the address that you're going to read later, and I went on Google Maps and Google Street View and looked at it and. These two buildings he's trying to jump across are just two-story buildings, but they've got an alley between the two of them with basically transport power lines going right through the alley.
That makes a lot of sense. All right.
Yeah.
Police said the unidentified man, along with two other people, arrived in downtown West Palm Beach with intentions to train for parkour, which includes running, climbing, and jumping.
Training.
So yeah. I'm thinking what's American Ninja thing? What do you call that?
American Ninja Warrior.
American Ninja Warriors. That's what I. Yeah.
I like that show.
I kept wanting to say Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but it's American Ninja Warriors.
Yes.
Police said
they're not turtles.
They're not turtles.
They're actual people.
The turtles are people, or the people are turtles?
No, the ninjas are people.
The ninjas are people.
Yes. No turtle is involved.
In this story.
And in the American Ninja Warrior.
Got it. Police said the three subjects, a.k.a. men, climbed a metal pipe at the rear of a building on the 300th block of Clematis Street and gained access to the roof. The subjects then walked along the rooftop to 100 South Dixie Highway. A lot of details in this story. We've complained about details before, and now we got a little too much. There's a lot of addresses here.
You know, these details were important because I actually was able to Google 100 okay. South Dixie Highway in West Palm Beach, and that's what got me the pictures, to be able to actually see the state of these power poles.
Okay, all right.
We'll put those in the show notes, too, a link to that.
Okay. The victim attempted to walk on an FP&L power pole from 100 South Dixie Highway to 120 South Dixie Highway. So I'm going just about that far.
It's probably, you could drive a car between those two buildings at least.
During his attempt, he had touched a live FP&L wire and immediately received 7,220 volts of electricity throughout his body. Yeah. AKA, his world was fucked.
Yeah. And they knew exactly how many volts he got to.
Oh, yeah, you know. He was pissing sparks.
I've hit 110 with a screwdriver before. That fucking hurts.
So multiply that times 70?
Yeah.
I did that math in my head. You impressed?
I really am because, I thought he was pissing fire
right then. Have y'all, speaking of pissing.
Yeah. I know where you're going with this. Yes, I have. Finish.
I'm not talking about peeing on an electric fence.
Okay, but yeah, I have.
No, and that's not what I'm talking about. Have y'all seen this new trend? And it showed up on some feeds today. It's called peegasms.
No.
You have not heard about that?
I have not. Please educate me.
It is apparently this new trend thing. And it's, you ever had to go pee really bad and you hold it.
Yes.
And then you go pee and it's this euphoria of pleasure of emptying your bladder. It is the newest, it's like a trend now, and people's like, hold, and so there's all these urologists and things are coming, this is bad, don't do that, you're going to blow your bladder up. So it's, I've had to pee before really bad. It wasn't out of pleasure. It was the fact I couldn't find a place to piss. And I didn't, but you think about it, you when you pee like that and you get the little shake, you know, when you got to pee really good and you get that little shake to it, that's a peegasm. And now it's like a thing, people are holding their pee to experience a peegasm. We're going to replace for the rest of the story. We're going to replace the subject with the word subject with dumbass.
Fine by me.
All right. The dumbasses accompanying him told police there was an explosion and a white light. The two dumbasses climbed down off of the building and found the victim in an alley. He was breathing.
Found the dumbass in an alley.
Yeah. He was breathing but unresponsive.
Yeah.
There is no word yet on his condition.
Well, I can tell you that he fell from the second story, or from the roof of a second story building. So that's at least 20 feet up in the air, and he was electrocuted just before he fell.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's probably no word on his condition. Let me think.
Fucked.
Yeah, fucked is a good one. Probably he's gonna need some Advil.
At least,
you know, he's probably gonna have at least a backache, probably a little headache.
He's probably gonna need some Xanax from that lady in the previous story.
Probably he could probably use a crack pipe from the vagina. I'm sorry, from the hoo-ha. Yeah, this dude's fucked.
Yeah.
Now we get to move on to Florida man or tourist.
Yes. Each week I give a list of five famous or infamous people. They could be actors, musicians, sports stars, criminals, or are famous in some other way. And Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State or lived here for a period of time greater than 1 year, or a tourist, meaning he stayed in Florida for less than a year, a.k.a. the Jeffrey Dahmer rule. For the sake of this game, Florida man can be a man, woman, boy, or girl. And if Phil guesses correctly on three or more people, he wins. If he misses three or more, I win. And loser buys the alcoholic beverages for the next show.
We took beer out and replaced it with capital alcoholic beverages.
Yes, I just wanted you to notice that in the show notes. That, right. Since
And I lost last week.
You did. So.
And do you have alcoholic beverages?
I do.
Thank you very
much.
And
it is beer that I'm drinking, but you're not drinking beer. You're drinking...
I'm out of Tito's.
All right, but it's still vodka.
It's vodka. Rycon. It's made in Iceland.
See, this is...
It's cold there.
If any local Florida distilleries or breweries would like to sponsor the Florida Man or Tourist game, we are open to that. Just
what would a sponsor entail?
They send us alcoholic beverages.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Free booze?
Free booze, yeah.
And all we got to do is talk about them and say how much we like them.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck. I lie for free booze.
Free booze is my favorite kind of booze. I wouldn't have to lie.
Good point. All right, what we got? What's the subject? Come on, hit me.
So,
in his own
big businessmen.
Big businessmen.
Yes.
Are we going big as in size, like fat people, or are we talking like popular people? Or like big as in big shot?
The ones big. Who I've seen pictures of are not large people.
I just saw spit fly across the room.
Okay, so. Sorry. Here to give you an idea, our number one person is the biggest businessman in the world, a.k.a. the richest man in the world. He has just passed the $100 billion mark. That is the founder of Amazon, your favorite company.
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. Is Jeff Bezos a Florida man or a tourist?
He's Florida man.
He's a Florida man, you say? And I don't have a pen to write these down, so... I'm just going to type in my notes here what you say. Our second person is the former richest man in the world, Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Founder of Microsoft.
Yes.
Philanthropist. He is no longer the richest man in the world because he has given away more than 40% of his net worth in the last 10 years.
Yes.
Is he a Florida man or a tourist?
I have received no checks from Bill Gates of giving away said money.
Are you a 501c3 charitable organization?
Not to my knowledge.
Do you vaccinate children in third world countries?
Not to my knowledge.
And I think you're kind of not...
I have no recollection of that, officer.
Yeah. Okay, so is Bill Gates a Florida man or a tourist?
Tourist.
You say tourist for Bill Gates. All right. Our third is the CEO of Bass Pro Shops, Mr. John Morris.
Well, I don't know about that. Now, I'm going with tourists just because my reasoning for this is you're probably gonna get me on his past, but I know that the original Bass Pro is in Branson, Missouri, and that's where. So I'm going hometown being Branson, somewhere in the Missouri area. So I'm going with tourist.
You say tourist for John Morris. Okay.
Not like he showed up in Miami and got drunk or, you know, got thrown in jail for 3 months. And now I'm going to get busted for that one.
He'd have to be in jail for a year. So you say tourist for John Morris?
I said tourist.
Bass Pro Shop CEO. All right. Our next CEO is former CEO and founder of Best Buy, Richard Schulze.
So Best Buy is based out of Minneapolis. I don't know where he went to school, though. So based out of Minneapolis, I'm going to go tourist.
Tourist. Okay. And finally, our a man who's been in the news pretty frequently lately.
Gotta be Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, founder of PayPal, Tesla, and SpaceX.
I'm going Florida man.
You're going to say Florida man for Elon Musk. Okay. So let's see how you did. Our first person was Jeff Bezos. You said he was a Florida man. He's the founder of Amazon, and he is a Florida man. He is born and raised in Miami.
Yep, the first Amazon, when he did his Amazon was founded as a bookstore out of his garage, and that was in Miami.
Yeah, okay. Number two was Microsoft founder Bill Gates. You said he was a tourist, and he is actually a Florida man. He has a $13.5 million home in Palm Beach County, and he is actually buying out all the neighbors on his street because he wants more privacy.
Bastard.
Yeah.
Like his house isn't big enough in California as it is?
In Seattle, yeah.
Oh, Seattle, sorry. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Seattle.
So, no, he or Redmond, Washington. Washington. But yeah, he's a Florida man now. That's where all the rich old people go to retire.
All right, one and one.
One and one. Next was the Bass Pro Shop CEO, John Morris. And you said tourist, and you specifically called out Branson, Missouri. Well, John Morris is from Springfield, Missouri, and has been a resident there his entire life. So you are correct.
All right.
You are 2-1.
2-1.
And number four was Best Buy founder Richard Schultze, or Schultz. You said tourist, and Richard Schultz actually owns the most expensive home in Naples, Florida, a $30 million home in Port Royal.
Right down the street, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the next county down. So you're excused.
Yeah, I didn't know about that one. I knew that was going to stump me. I don't know much about it. I just knew they're where the headquarters are, but I did not. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm tied. 2-2, right?
So you're 2-2. And our final big businessman was Elon Musk, founder of PayPal and Tesla Motor Company and SpaceX. You say he is a Florida man. He was actually born and raised in South Africa, and he went to college in Canada.
It's not sounding positive.
And now he lives in California. So he is a tourist. So you have a score of 2 out of 5 today, so you are not the winner of Florida Man or Tourist. However, I would like to inform you that as of this week, you are now 9-5 for your win ratio.
Yeah, the ratio is great, but that, and I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate you trying to make me feel better. But I'm still pissed. But, you know, I gave it a good shot. This one, at least, I felt like I had a fighting chance.
You did. You did really well.
I'm still pissed about the fucking presidents that you did back in episode six, whatever that one is. Yeah. That one was by far the worst.
You're never going to get over that, are you?
No, I'm still pissed.
We're
going to
be on episode 150.
And I'm going to be bitching about the damn presidents.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of thought that Elon Musk might throw you there.
That one messed me up. I knew.
SpaceX,
yeah. Did you see today they've been back and forth and back and forth. Tesla stock is the most shorted stock in the country.
Then he's gonna do a buyback on it.
He's talking about taking it private. Yep. But the reason he's taking it private because, well, he got a huge investment. There was some Saudi firm bought up about 5% of the damn stock.
Okay.
I don't know if as far as looking at the Teslas, the Model 3, they still hadn't hit production on them. I still don't know if I could even have a electric car.
You know what? I'm looking forward to when they get the battery technology where you can have an 8-hour drive in an electric car. At that point,
yeah, true.
Because it's really the battery is the only thing that's holding the electric car phenomenon back. I would love to have an electric drive Jeep.
There was this thing.
100% torque.
Oh yeah,
immediately to the wheels.
They had this this Tesla. It was on street racing, and he had the four wheel drive, the all drive Tesla, and had it jacked up. They had hacked the computer in and stuff.
Nice.
And he smoked everybody.
Oh yeah,
on street racing, it was in the quarter. Nobody even came close to touching him.
I love when the Roadster, their first model, came out. One of the things the salesman would do, one of the tricks they would do, is they wouldn't give you the keys, but they wouldn't let you drive it first. They would drive you as a customer. They would make you sit in the passenger seat, and they would tell you to turn the radio up, and then they'd punch it, and you could not reach the radio dial because the G-forces were so great that it was pulling you back in your seat.
Yeah, I know. They used to do that back in the day. You had put a $100 bill on the dashboard, and if you could get the $100 on the quarter mile, then you got to keep it. Yeah, this was about 6 years ago. We were out at steakhouse here one night for dinner, and about 6 years ago. And finished dinner, came back out, and there was a Tesla wedged into the building.
Oh, shit.
They missed the brake and hit the gas.
Oh.
Ran it up through the damn door.
God damn.
Crushed it down. Tore that Tesla all to pieces. This older couple got out. They're scratching their head. Like, I don't know what happened. Yeah, dude, you hit the fucking gas instead of the brake.
There should be an age limit on supercars. Because
we were riding back from Naples yesterday, and this fucking Ferrari. Oh, God. My gorgeous damn silver Ferrari comes up beside me. And just for a moment, you think, you know, I could take that.
Were you in the Jeep?
I was in the Jeep. Then I think, no, I can't take it, but I can run over your ass.
Yep.
I can crawl over it because it's a damn low to the ground.
That's yours may go fast, but mine can go anywhere, right? So, story number four. Florida man dumps bucket of human waste inside 7-Eleven after being kicked out.
Okay. So for this story, we're going to stick with the trend. Anytime you see the word human feces, human waste, or the word waste, you have to use the word shit.
Okay.
I'm tired of these damn politically correct words.
Okay. A Florida man dumped a bucket containing shit and piss.
Thank you.
Yeah. Inside a convenience store in St. Petersburg, according to police. So I guess St. Petersburg was pretty busy with Florida Man this week.
This is the first. We haven't had that many from St. Pete. I mean, from Russia. I mean, shit. That's a long way.
Investigators allege that Damian Sims, age 41, arrived at the 7-Eleven around 1:30 a.m. Wednesday. All right. Nothing good ever happens at 7-Eleven at 1:30 in the morning.
I bought orange juices at 1:30. That was good. I needed orange juice.
Okay.
I had no orange juice, so I needed orange juice at 1:30. Gotcha. I had plenty of Tito's.
Was it on a Wednesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
And proceeded to toss the slurry of shit on the floor of the business. The liquid splashed on merchandise valued at $28. Now, I'm assuming that this merchandise, that's their cost, not the retail value, because.
Well, I think there ain't a whole lot of expensive shit at 7-Eleven. What, they sold some Jujubes, maybe a couple Twizzlers,
shit,
and a Snicker bar.
The 7-Eleven brand chips that they always got near the door. Sims apparently obtained the waste from a portable toilet.
Oh, he didn't do it right.
I'm sorry. Sims apparently obtained the shit from a portable toilet. Quote, the defendant threw a bucket of porta-potty liquid shit and piss, unquote. Except that's not a real quote because they actually use the word.
We're paraphrasing.
Yeah, we're paraphrasing. Reported Officer Donald Ziegler. In late May, Sims was trespassed from the 7-Eleven and, quote, returned tonight with a bucket of shit, unquote. Wrote Ziegler, who noted an indication of alcohol influence. You can say that about pretty much any story we write.
At 1:30 at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah. The incident was recorded by store security cameras.
I can relate to that. Because at 1:30 a.m. when I went to get the orange juice, there was influence of alcohol.
Yeah. I have...
I understand his pain, is what I'm saying.
Well, we've covered in previous episodes that I used to drive for Uber. So I have been in a 7-Eleven dead sober at 1:30 in the morning on a Tuesday morning.
On purpose?
Well, I
were
had
you
to,
lost?
I had to get gas and I had to pee.
Scratch off. Do you need a scratch off, didn't you?
No, I was, you know, I was driving for Uber, so my office was the wife's car, so didn't have a restroom in the car, so 7-Eleven was basically
okay,
my
right.
office restroom.
So you had a pee-gasm, is what you were close to a
there
pee-gasm?
Was no gasm, no gasms at all, just a pee. And I did have the double gulp, so that didn't help things.
Don't tell just anybody you had a double gulp. That can go many different ways.
It was 7-Eleven. You know what I'm talking about?
Just
64-ounce Coke Zero.
Okay.
Charged with trespass and criminal mischief, both misdemeanors, Sims is being held in the county jail in lieu of a $300 bond.
That's it?
That's it, and he couldn't make it.
Damn.
I guess that bucket of shit was not something he could pawn. Upon his release from custody, Sims has been barred from having contact with the 7-Eleven or the store's manager. Sims, a convicted felon, has a lengthy rap sheet that includes convictions for burglary, weapons possession, grand theft, animal cruelty, disorderly intoxication, loitering, drunk driving, and carrying a concealed weapon.
All on a Wednesday. What was the whole purpose of the shit? I mean, he just got bored, or what? He was trying to get back at the manager for something.
Trying to get back at the manager. He got trespassed from it in May.
Oh,
so he came
so
back.
This was vindictive.
Yeah, this was vindictive. So I'm sure he came back and they told him to get out. You've been trespassed here. So he came back. He went over to the porta potty and filled up a bucket full of shit, and then came in and said, "Oh, I can't be here. Well, clean this up."
Damn,
real classy guy.
Oh yeah. All right, folks, that's it for the show this week. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Android Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube, Vimeo, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like us on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at FloridaManPod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email at floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. Call and leave a message about anything. We love to hear from our listeners.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise, and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
Our paid subscribers get lots of extras. Head on over to our page on Patreon to see what they are. And if you are a Patreon subscriber, you get VIP seating at our live show this Sunday.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on or off this program are solely the opinions of the hosts of the Florida Men podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
And our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
As always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside, he's Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man, a Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.